Humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
So it turns out I pressed the wrong sting there, but we can have some...
Did you?
You know, this is the Mind Trench. It's
exactly.
Reverse psychology. You can have some bongos as a treat.
Oh, thanks, man. Best offer I've had all year. Right. First off, before I get into this, that text that was going on about cricket. You obviously don't listen to the show on Saturday that I do, because I do sport and I've been talking about cricket for years. It just really upset me, that did. Not really. Right. After a year of training, Auckland Council have got two dogs. They've got a four-year-old English Springer Spaniel and a five-year-old, I've never heard of this before, a Jagda Terrier. It's J-A-G-D Terrier.
I did see a picture of this dog. It's very cute, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
it's not
all
probably
about
what I'd pick as a... Yeah, anyway. No, I don't know anything.
They come from German. They're actually German dogs. They're called a German Hunt Terrier as well. They've been trained to sniff out cowrie dieback.
Yeah.
Which is just...
Interesting.
From soil samples. Which is really fantastic.
It is.
Obviously, because it spreads so easily, you can't have dogs running around the woods, which would be really bad.
Oh, because they'd spread it themselves.
They only need, apparently, like a pinhead of soil will kick that off.
Oh.
That's how bad it is.
That's fascinating.
And it takes up to 6 weeks to process the test. Hopefully, it will take the dogs a matter of seconds.
Wow, that's impressive.
So how fantastic is that?
Yeah,
how
that's
amazing
incredible.
Is a dog's sense of smell?
Yeah,
I know, eh?
It's
40 times better than us.
What's their... Because their hearing's pretty ridiculous as well, eh?
Pardon?
Dog's hearing...
Nah, sorry, man. I told you I'd get you back for that. Anyway, now, for me, the most disturbing thing I talked about last year was, remember the amount of plastic on the seafloor?
Yeah, it was
terrible. Underwater seagrass in coastal areas appears to trap plastic pollution in natural bundles of fibre known as Neptune balls.
Oh.
They look like rugby balls. So I actually thought, when I was reading this on the train this morning, that you should rename rugby, rebrand it and call it Neptune balls. I think it sounds so more inclusive. Do you know what I mean?
That is true.
It sounds more spacey as well.
Yeah. It does sound spacey.
So anyway,
I digress. The swaying plants anchored to shallow seabeds collect nearly 900 million plastic items a year in the Mediterranean.
Goodness
alone.
Gracious.
To better understand the plastic bundling capabilities of seagrass, a study of Neptune balls that had been washed up on four beaches in Mallorca in Spain, they found nearly 1,500 pieces per kilo of sea ball.
Wow.
That's just so it's actually doing itself. And then if there's a big storm or something like that, it spits it back out onto the beach.
Oh, grim.
Hang on. There are 70 species of marine seagrass. They play a vital role in improving water quality. They absorb CO2 and exude oxygen. They also help prevent beach erosion and a natural nursery and refuge for hundreds of species of fish.
Oh.
Whoa.
But this is what freaked me out. The plants were originally on land and recolonized the ocean 80 to 100 million years ago.
Whoa.
Now, obviously plants don't talk, but how did that happen? Did one think, you know what, I'm fed up of being here.
Yeah.
I fancy going for a swim and just never come out.
Is that because of the rising sea levels or? I don't know. Well, I don't know. No, I'm just interested in whether they had this, what their job was or what they did, what their function was when they're on land. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
Oh, yeah, I knew I should have deep dived a little bit more.
No, I'm...
But this is my nature, what's all that about? Just thank you, nature, so much. Humanity can't sort the plastic out, so we'll leave it to you.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can still lob stuff in the sea.
No.
But obviously, that's only doing a little bit of it. But I think that's fantastic news.
That is fantastic news. I quite like the idea that they did speak to each other.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's go. Let's do this.
I just like the
communication
first
is key.
I wonder how long it was before one of them just... Well, is the other one surprised when a bit of grass talked to it? Just
yeah.
Like, whoa.
But ages ago, maybe on the Mind Trench, and you did the story about the mushrooms talking to each other. Do you remember that? We'll have to go back and revisit that. But they talk to each other under the ground. Yeah, mushrooms do.
Wow. Do they send?
Wow, I can't.
You'll have to look into it further. I'm gonna have to have. But it's, yeah, they. I better text all texting because they'll know more about it than
yeah.
me. But yeah, they talk to each other and they communicate. Probably just about how their day is going, I imagine.
As a mushroom, what did you do? I grew a little bit. That's it. Didn't really do anything.
It was a bit cold, a bit dank.
Yeah, yeah. Very dank. Anyway, so that's that. Now, I haven't had a poem for quite a while.
No.
But I've actually got one today.
Wonderful.
All right. Shall
now,
we hit the
cue the bongos this time?
Yeah, go.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, here we go. Without a doubt, I've hit the creative wall. I looked inside that part of my brain and there's nothing at all. Now, I'm not saying it was full of a lot, but for some unknown reason, it's totally shot. But is it? I just had a creative burst. If it carries on, by the end of the year, I'll be working with Michael Hurst. Michael, if you're listening, I am available because I know he's
awesome.
Listening on his way to...
I think he probably is listening, I'd say so. Someone texted in saying, I don't know if I understand this fully, but they said maybe the Neptune balls followed the whales back into the drink.
Okay.
Nah, that's lost on me. I don't think I'm that intelligent.
Neither.
But well, whale, maybe a follow-up text to clarify.
Whales were land animals that then went back to the sea.
I don't know. We might have to look into this.
I'm going to have to
look into it for next week, Rob.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
We'll do.
All right.
Wonderful.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.